And it's the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Lante. He is Jeremy Warner.
Right.
And I finally have figured this out, Jeremy.
What's that?
Well, for the last couple years, I always thought that BJ Luke, who's the head football coach at Danville, was the same Luke that played tight end for Penn State. I don't know why I think that stuff. I'm just out and about. But Coach just told me, and Coach, you'll verify this, that was your son, correct?
Yes, it was. Yeah, he played at Penn State and ended up going in the league there for a couple of years, spent some time with the Tennessee Titans and the Seattle Seahawks. So he had a nice little cup of coffee, and now he's coaching down in Georgia.
Well, that is great. This is B.J. Luke. He's the head football coach at Danville High School. And, Coach, I meant this when I said it. For the last few years before I got back on this doing the media thing and the radio, I always kind of follow along in the papers. I've been so impressed, Coach, with what you have done in Danville. How have you done that? How have you turned things around there at your alma mater, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I think it really starts with having a bunch of people that are vested in the kids here and are vested in the community. And when we put together a staff, that was one of the things I looked for. I wanted a bunch of guys that cared about the school, cared about the town. Some of them were guys that coached me when I was in high school. Some of them are guys that played with me. Some of them are guys that I coached. And everybody's kind of got a vested interest and knows what we want to do, and that's really been a big help. I've had a lot of help in this big turnaround.
Talking with Danville High School Coach B.J. Luke, and Coach, before you got there, they were 10-36 from 2000 to 2004. You were 1-8 in your first year. Right. We had Nathan Watson on from Urbana last week, kind of trying to do what you did, take a program that was struggling and turn it into a juggernaut. How do you turn a program around? Is it mostly with attitude and around the culture?
I think that's the biggest thing. I think, you know, you try to make a culture change. You try and you make sure that they understand what the important things are, being on time, doing the right thing, being a good teammate, you know, caring about each other, and you know, you got to stand your ground on things that sometimes are tough, and you know, we did so early, and the kids bought in, and when they started having success, they just, you know, start believing all the more, and now the older kids kind of pass it on down to the younger kids, and it's made it kind of a neat thing to see. It's real similar to the time that I spent here at Danville High School. It's very similar in that. It's kind of a success that's self-perpetuating, and I really don't have to do too much anymore. It's kind of kid to kid, and it's really kind of a neat thing to see.
We've hosted two straight playoff semifinal games there in Class 6A and two straight undefeated seasons. Can you go for two straight undefeated regular seasons?
Right.
Can you go for number three this year?
You know, we'd like to think that we can compete that way. I don't think these kids are afraid to play anybody. I know they're not, and when they think about goals, you know, their first goal, of course, is to be the Big 12 champions, and they really believe that they have a shot at that, and that's a big thing here in Danville. You know, it's a Big 12 championship is a big deal. It's something that's spoken about for years and years and years. So, you know, that's our first goal, and our second goal is we want to make a successful playoff run, and these kids are capable. You know, it's going to take some good football teams to beat us, and you know, we really believe that. We feel that way.
Coach, these Big 12 teams are going to take their ball and just go home. They're tired
of you
guys.
What, I don't think they're going to. I think a lot of them are pretty fired up about taking a shot at us. And we're the same way when we're in that position. That's why we respect the first game that we have is with Urbana, and Urbana's an up-and-rising program. You know, we were there about 4 or 5 years ago.
Sure.
And we're not going to, you know, we're certainly not going to look past them. We're good history teachers. We keep talking about all those things, and our kids know what our history's been, and we don't. You know, we want to keep building on what we've been doing here in the last couple of years.
Danville football coach B.J. Luke joining us here on the Tay and Jay Show. And Coach, I guess if you had to give me the strength of this team this year, what would it be in your eyes?
Well, you know, I think you probably have to start with start at the quarterback position, because we have our quarterback back. And he's a pretty good one. He threw for about 1,800 yards last year. But the neat thing about him is he rushed for about 1,300. So, and he played defense every game. And we're hoping that we get in a situation where we don't have to use him quite as much on defense this year, if at all. And if that happens, then I think he's going to be that much more productive on the offensive side. He's awfully good, and he was the All-State quarterback last year in 6A, and we look for Dennis Hightower to have a big year again. You know, then our offensive line, we've got 4 out of 5 starters back. Our run back, we feel real good about, a good young kid that is a powerful running back, averaged close to 10 yards of carry for us a year ago, and we're in the process of replacing some good receivers with similar kids that are basketball-type kids that we hope will do an outstanding job for us. So we feel real good offensively. Defensively, I'm really pleased with where we are right now. We didn't know exactly, you know, how we'd replace some of the kids that we have and that we had leave this last year. But, I feel really good about them. They've worked hard. They've been involved in the weight room during the off season. And I think we're going to put together a pretty good little defense.
And, Coach, I know you've had a lot of varsity success recently, but you've also had some JV, some freshman success, a JV team 7-2. Does that make you feel more comfortable about replacing those 11 starters I think you got when you talk about both sides of the ball?
Yeah, we feel pretty good about what we've got. And in fact, we might be a little bit deeper. We might be a little bit deeper this year in that right now it looks like we might get away with only playing one guy two ways, and that would be, and we're trying to do it with a kind of a triangle and playing two or three offensive guys at the one defense position and being two-way everywhere else. And we feel pretty good about that. We weren't quite there a year ago. So we feel pretty good about that. I think we've got a nice freshman class coming in this year that looks to be very talented. And, our sophomore numbers are down a little bit for some reason, and that happens occasionally. But I think we've got a real nice freshman group that's going to sandwich up real good with our junior group. And we've got a couple of really outstanding sophomores that are going to start for us this year up on varsity, and I think we'll be able to keep that mix going.
Wrapping up with Danville High School football coach B.J. Luke. And, Coach, you know, I'm from a smaller town. Went to high school, Villa Grove High School. And
sure.
It's amazing to me because I've seen it, and the older I get, the more special I think it is. But isn't it truly amazing what a good football team can do for a town?
No, there's no doubt about it, and we've been able to experience just outstanding crowds. Our community is just outstanding. We went up to Lincoln Way last year, and we brought over 2,000 people.
Wow.
To the Lincoln Way game up in Chicagoland, and the year previous when we went to Oaklawn Richards, it was the same story. We had 11 buses go to that game, and our people, they travel and they care, and I think there's a lot of envious people out there when it comes to the type of fans that we draw and the type of numbers we draw. Heck, we even got skyboxes where we made, and where they go for $50 a seat, and
they're
sold out. So, we feel pretty dang good about our support system.
Well, Coach Luke, it was great having you on. It's good finally to a chance to talk to you, hopefully be able to meet you one of these days. And good luck this year again at Danville.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Not a problem.
That
is B.J. Luke. He's the head football coach at Danville, and I assume he feels really good about the fact, Jeremy, that he can come back home and get this thing turned around to where Danville now is just
the power.
That team you don't want to play.
I mean, they used to be the runover. I mean,
sure.
Teams used to run over Danville, and now they become the team that runs over them.
Yep.
Everybody else. I mean, they're 12-1 the last 2 years, been at they've hosted 2 state semifinal football games. Maybe this year they can actually get to that final, but just a great program that he's really built there.
Okay, we're back. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.